Scientists are trying to get to the bottom of one of nature's most distinctive walks, a penguin's waddle. A team from the UK's Royal Veterinary College and the University of Texas have been studying the birds at London Zoo. Our correspondent Rebecca Morell went down there to find out more.
I'm here at London Zoo's Penguin Beach. I think we're going to try and get one to say hello. And they've come to London Zoo setting up an experiment here so that they can analyse every tiny movement they make. How did you get them to go across the track? Did they behave?
They did behave. They did like walking across the track. But the actual setting up process was a bit of a problem because the penguins were attracted to really expensive equipment and they were really keen on destroying it.
They love destroying equipment, as we found out. I'm also joined here by James, who's come all the way from the University of Texas to look at the penguins. Now, what are you hoping to find out? Because it turns out that penguins haven't always waddled, have they?
No, as far as we know, the earliest known penguins from the fossil record looked very different. Although we know that they were swimming in the water using their wings and they weren't flying, they had a lot of things about their skeleton that shows us that maybe they were moving differently on land. So we're trying to understand more about how living penguins work.
They're swimming absolutely beautifully, cutting through the water.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that they're so good at being aquatic birds. The dominant hypothesis is that waddling seems to have a lot to do with their body shape. So we think that that has something to do with it.
The penguins here don't really like doing what they're told. The experiments have been very, very funny. And they're also a bit vicious, I found out this morning. I've been savaged. I've been pecked.
Rebecca Morell with the penguins at London Zoo. Forensic scientists say they've found the tomb of Spain's most celebrated writer, Miguel de Cervantes, nearly 400 years after his death.
The team of forensic scientists looking for the remains of one of Spain's greatest writers, Miguel de Cervantes, have announced that they have found his tomb in a small convent in Madrid. The author of Don Quixote was buried in 1616, but his body was lost after it was moved into a new church. In January, researchers found a number of adult bones in Madrid's literary quarter.
It's March the 17th today, which means it's St. Patrick's Day. Day to celebrate if you're Irish, but the Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has decided to join in. His special address to mark the day has come under fire, both at home and abroad, for his tone.
This is the one day of the year when it's good to be green. As you can see, I've got my green tie on for the occasion.